I'm Robin Amler of IBS Intelligence. You're listening to the IBS iViews podcast. With me is David Foss, Board Chair and Chief Executive Officer of Jack Henry and Associates. And what we want to talk about today are the trends you're seeing in technology.
All right. Thank you, Robin. Great to be with you again. So several things as we've kind of entered 2024 now that are hot topics within the banking space. One in particular is being driven by the CFPB. So they have this proposed regulation called the Personal Financial Data Rights Rule, which, of course, has already been a hot topic in Europe, but is really just emerging as a hot topic in the United States. And this is around giving the consumer control over their data, transparency over where their data is being used. And one of the key elements of that is eliminating screen scraping. So the idea that somebody gives their credentials to a third party and they use that to act as though they are the individual accessing account information and so on. So lots of movement around that topic in the US today. We at Jack Henry have eliminated screen scraping now from all of our technologies. As far as I know, we're the only major technology provider in the US to have done that, but it's all in preparation for this personal financial data rights rule. So that's a big topic. That's something that I know we'll be talking about more this year. Another topic that is hot, and in fact, there was just an article today from a publication on this topic, and this is around how to serve small, medium business clients better. So a lot of customers, small, medium business customers, complain about the, we refer to as financial fragmentation, the idea that they're using all kinds of different applications to access financial services to run their small, medium business. And they're frustrated and confused about all these different tools and which ones are best and so on. And so we're trying to work with banks to help them deliver a better suite of solutions to small, medium business customers and serve them better using a digital front end. So that's another hot topic right now.
Not only is it a hot topic right now, but I do happen to know that you've recently launched a product for this very sector, the Banno Business product.
We did, yeah. I appreciate you pointing that out. So we just about 2 months ago released Banno Business. And the whole idea is that it ties into our retail solution that has been wildly popular for a couple of years. This is now kind of the mirror reflection of that for small, medium business clients. And the whole idea behind Banno Business is not only does it provide a broad suite of functionality for a small, medium business, but it allows them to integrate in easily third-party components into that digital experience. So it looks and feels the same, but they're using functionality that they don't necessarily get directly from Jack Henry. We're big believers in the idea of making it easy to integrate third-party solutions into our technology stack. And so this is kind of the next step in the evolution of that functionality, specifically for small, medium business customers.
How conscious are you of concerns about AI and about fraud and cybersecurity?
Yeah.
Harking back to what you were saying earlier about screen scraping, one of the issues with screen scraping was the issue of security surrounding the whole concept. But fraud and cybersecurity issues are getting more complex.
Yeah, so you're absolutely right in your point. We've been working on this elimination of screen scraping for years, and it had nothing to do with what the CFPB was proposing. It was really around the cybersecurity aspect that you mentioned. So we're very hyper aware of that. You know, screen scraping has been around. I've been in this business 39 years. It's all been around delivering technology to financial institutions. Screen scraping has been around since the advent of the internet. So as soon as the internet came out, screen scraping became a technology, and it's been there ever since. So it's really old. It's really brittle technology, very prone to security leaks and then ultimately to fraud. So we're very much in that space. We just released a new solution recently called Financial Crimes Defender. That is all around using AI technology to battle fraud. So we have the one side where we're trying to just deliver more modern technology that can fight against fraud and cyber, which is the elimination of screen scraping. But and then on the other side of the equation, there's solutions that are specifically looking for fraud and using AI to try and detect fraud and eliminate fraud at the point of presentment. So before it even gets through the stream of payments, try to eliminate that fraud before it ever gets into the stream of payments. And so that's also brand new technology we've just rolled out here and getting a lot of attention for Jack Henry.
All right. Let's look at banking on the basic level. Deposits. this is what banking's all about, taking money in. But they don't seem, the banks that is, don't seem to have joined up that fact with making payments easier for people, because if you make a payment easier to accept, that's a deposit coming in.
You're absolutely right. It's a funny thing in banking how sometimes, you know, bankers just assume that you're going to bring your deposits to the bank, and bankers oftentimes have been pretty pretty not skilled when it comes to really attracting deposits. And so that's one thing that I think a lot of bankers are becoming much more focused on this year. And you would think that that's table stakes, but it hasn't been historically. They're becoming much more focused on the idea of modernizing or delivering modernized technology for payments, with the idea that if you're enabling payments using modern technology, that will attract deposits. And specifically back to the conversation we had a minute ago about small, medium business clients. Small, medium business customers are a great source for deposits. So if you are enabling that technology for them and enabling modern payments options for them, you can oftentimes grab a larger deposit base than you can grab from the average consumer. And it's, you know, it's essentially less work to get a larger deposit influx. And so lots of conversation these days around modernizing their approach to gaining deposits, using the new payments technology, specifically real-time payments options, to enable customers to bring their business to the bank, which brings deposits along with them.
And the other side of the coin, of course, is lending. If you make it easier and more efficient and quicker to lend, you are probably going to actually get a better quality of borrower.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And I'll tie that back into the small, medium business customer as well. You know, so there's lending opportunities with small, medium business customers. If you create a lending experience that is modern, meaning I can apply for a loan online, there's quick decisioning using modern technology, AI, and other modern underwriting technology. So if there's a quick decision on the loan, I can do everything online. I can submit all of my quote unquote paperwork online, right? All the things you need to do the underwriting. If that's a nice, easy, slick experience for the borrower, that creates more demand on the lending side as well. So banks are trying to marry up this demand for deposits. If I can get deposits flowing in, how can I also then create an opportunity to lend that money to a borrower who wants to use current technology and who will be attracted to my institution if I have current technology that I can offer them on the lending side?
Okay, we've had a very quick gallop round some of the key trends in financial services technology. What's the outlook specifically for your operation, for Jack Henry?
Yeah, so I think about that in a couple of ways. So first off, when it comes to just technology in general, we have been for about the last 3 years on a major mission at Jack Henry to upgrade the technology stack for almost everything we do. So we're moving everything we do to the public cloud. And this is, you know, this takes a long time, but we're in the deep in the throes now of moving everything we do to the public cloud, meaning Google GCP or AWS, Amazon Web Services, or Microsoft Azure. So we're moving things to the public cloud to take advantage of all the positive things that those environments have. And we're doing all this in an environment now in 2024 that is being predicted by all the different publications who do surveys, including our own survey. We survey CEOs of our client banks early in the year. But all these surveys are saying that technology spending is increasing again in 2024. I think the average is a little under 10% year over year as far as the expected spend increase in 2024. That bodes well for us. So we're spending a lot on new technology, not only new products, but modernizing the things we have at a time when bankers are telling all these different publications they expect to spend significantly more in 2024 and going forward. And one of the things I point to when I hear that is, if you're running a bank today, almost any problem that you have to solve, technology is the answer. You know, there's no more, oh, let's create a mailing campaign and, you know, stuff things in envelopes and mail them to customers to attract them to come to our bank. That doesn't happen anymore. It's all online. It's all using technology. And so there's this wonderful confluence today of the demand that customers have with the modern solutions that we're offering. And, you know, we think the future is pretty bright for our industry and specifically for Jack Henry.
That's a future. You were talking there, though, of this year.
Yeah.
So what does it look like in 5 years' time?
Yeah. So again, back to the point I just made, that if you're running a bank, almost any question that you're trying to solve requires technology. Our expectation is that spend levels are only going to continue to increase because they don't really have any choice. I mean, we have to spend on technology. So we are continuing to modernize as customers are continuing to spend more in the space. Now, the flip side of that is there is continuing to be consolidation in the U.S. market. You know, banks are acquiring banks. And so the total number of institutions is shrinking. But the thing I always point out is most of that shrinkage is taking place at the very low end of the banking market. So very small banks are being acquired by the larger ones. Our target market tends to be in that medium and larger space. And so for us, that's all good news. All those things are coming together. And I don't think that's a one-year projection. That's going to go on for many years to come. That profile of our industry is going to remain intact for several years.
Do you think, finally, that the lifetime of a software installation is getting shorter because of the pace of technological change? Because it used to be the case that you could do a core banking installation, and from the bank's point of view, you think pretty much you'd be good to go for the next 10, 15 years. It seems to me that the lifetime of the software is getting shorter because of the pace of technological change.
It's a really interesting question, and I don't know that anybody has asked me the question quite that way. I do a lot of public speaking, a lot of presentations. It's a really interesting question. So let me kind of parse the market a little bit. On the core side, I don't think things have really changed a whole lot, because core, you know, if you think about what the core does, it's processing loans, it's processing deposits, general ledger. Most of that functionality, although it's evolving, it's not changing really quickly like the things you're alluding to. But the flip side of that is the front end presentment, whether it's to employees at the institution or to their customers, the expectation of customers and even of employees at the bank now is that they will get rapid release of software. And so think about any app that you run on your phone. You get new functionality, new releases regularly, sometimes, you know, 5 times a month. Well, that's the world that we live in today. And so for anything that is front facing, so it's consumer direct applications, it's whether it's a loan, new loan application, or you know, just people checking their balance, or the things that the tools that people use in the branch, those absolutely the pace of change has happened. Absolutely, they expect us to put releases out more quickly than we ever did in the past. But for kind of the heavy lifting functionality in the back office of the bank, hasn't really been impacted nearly as much as the things we see on the front end of the user experience.
David Foss, Board Chair and Chief Executive Officer of Jack Henry & Associates, thank you very much.